Paul actually knew the value of the gospel. Then he even said that he has the debt of the gospel because he is the one who really knows the value of the gospel. Matthew 16:16. Jesus asked to the disciples, "Who do you say I am?" Then some people really believe that Jesus as the Baptist, the John, or Elisha, or the one of the prophet, but it's just a part of the Jesus, and then it's kind of wrong. John the Baptist, Elisha, and all these people, the prophets, we don't really believe Jesus as just one of the prophets, but we believe him as Jesus is the Christ. So if we really realize who the Christ is, and then you can actually realize what the gospel is. Wrong gospel, different gospel, just having the diligent walk of faith. All that related to the, all the own benefits, the, all the miracles, all these things. These things are really used to deceive people and tempt people so that they wouldn't really know the true gospel. What's the true gospel? Then you really have to know what that is, and you really have to know the value. Then be victorious. What do we mean by the knowing and understanding the gospel? First, you have to understand the gospel. Then you have to know the gospel and then have the walk of faith. Romans 1:2, it says, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, through all these different prophets. This is something that was really promised already. How was it really? So it was really prophesied and promised beforehand. Regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the son of God. So Abraham and David, that Jesus was actually was born in the family line as a descendant of David and Moses. This is what was really promised. So the understanding the gospel means that you really have to know that Jesus was prophesied, that he will be born in the family line of Moses and David, and that Jesus was actually born as a descendant of David. And who through the Spirit of Holiness was appointed the Son of God, empowered by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. So he is the one who really take all our sins, and he died on the cross, crucified on the cross, and resurrected 3 days later. So just like how that prophet, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. In the Old Testament, then Jesus was prophesied that he will be born as the Messiah through the family line of David. And Jesus actually came to this earth, and he really solved all the problems of ourselves on the cross. Then he died, he resurrected. Then understanding these things is the understanding of the gospel. So the second is the good news. It is the blessing news. Evangelion is the good news. It's a blessing news. All this good news was fulfilled. So the gospel is the solution for everything. So if you can understand those things, and then you can understand your understanding the gospel. So the solutions for our problems, that is Jesus Christ. So the gospel is enough. Gospel is everything. The gospel is something that it will be there, it will just disappear. It will be there all the time, eternally. So he really became the older God's child. And he really came to us as the prophet, as the priest, as the king, to really break down all the forces of darkness. When you really know all these things, and then that's what we call, that's the gospel. And through Jesus Christ, we were called and we got the mission. If you understand these things, then you can actually give this same thing to the other people. That is the gospel. Then what kind of problems they fall into? It's not really the problem of the money. Before that, they have that all these spiritual problems, mental problems. So it's not really the mental problem or the problem in the life. Beforehand, we were all had the spiritual problems. So as a result, and then these things just really came. And then if we don't understand the gospel, then we cannot really understand it. That's our fault. That's your problems. Then there's no problem for ourselves, and everything is your problem. The other's problem, then you can't really do anything. And that's how we... So all the knowledge to know God is dead. And then we don't even know that God is with us. So physically, that's only the thing that we only talk about, physical things. So in our family, there are the people who are really going through like that in your... Yeah, among your friends, among your children, among the people in the society. All the people don't really know the spiritual fact. And they will be really looking at the physical problems. And then this problem, my problem, your problem. Then God really gave us this gospel. Then with the answer of this gospel, we really have to revive them. We have the answers. You have the answer. All the solutions for your life is the Jesus Christ. This Jesus Christ is the one who really solved the problems that we couldn't really solve in our life. That's why we really have to preach this gospel, and then that's why we are called. あなた方もそれらの人々の中に So among you, among them, you there. So through him receive grace. And then through Jesus Christ, we were actually called to belong to Jesus Christ. When the non-believers look at you, then they will call you Christians, Christ people, Christians, because you are called and you belong to God, you belong to Jesus. So Jesus Christ is really the one who is complete, who has everything. And you are called to receive those answers. Does it sound bad to you? So you live in your life, in the world, so you shouldn't be oppressed. Non-believers will be really living in their life as if the God is not alive or God is not there. But that is not true. Jesus Christ crucified on the cross and solved all the spiritual problems of ours on the cross. This is the gospel we have in our life. And then that's how we live. And this tremendous blessing, tremendously blessed people are the ones who really know this value. And since you understood this gospel, then their life will be different. So you should really know the value of the gospel. Let's look at the Old Testament. Let's look at the first is Noah. Noah actually went to the highest mountain and then he built the ark. Why did he make the ark? Because he did it to explain Christ. We are all in the destruction, and how can we really saved? Then he was commanded by God for over 120 years. He was and his family were actually building the ark to explain the Christ. That's how his life was changed. What was his reason for his life? In his entire life, he was the one building the ark. That's how much he actually found the value of the gospel, himself and with his family. His life purpose was to build this ark. Then one day, he had the secret of being escaped from the judgment through the blood. The people were destroyed by the blood, but because of the flood, because of the water, Noah himself and his family were saved. So you should really know the value of the gospel. It's not like, oh yeah, I know the gospel, I understand the gospel more than that. You should really see the value of the gospel. Where should you really focus? Because of this direction, this occupation, this job, and then this position, all these things were really allowed for. So you can actually be able to enter into the movement of Christ, movement of the salvation, because you know the value of the gospel. I really hope that you can understand the value of the gospel. not understanding the gospel only. If you know the value, then all the direction will be, you can actually understand where you actually need to be focusing on. Then the next is Abraham. At the end, he really made resolution. The land of Canaan where the Messiah would be sent. Why was he really called as the oldest idol worship in place? To really explain Messiah. Messiah. What is Messiah? Really, to explain that, to tell, then he was really called by God. We actually saw many things about Abraham. So when he really realized the value of the gospel, what did he do? He could even, he made decisions to give, to offer Isaac to God. If you really know the value of the gospel, then your daily life, the life in the workplace, in a family, God is telling you, you have to witness, you have to testify the Messiah. Then that's how you can actually revive others, not the only understanding, but the value, discovering the value of the gospel is important. So Abraham actually gave Isaac to God, but did he receive him? No, he actually prepared the lamb for him. So Abraham actually delivered this to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob. Throughout one family line, this one covenant was really inherited to the next generations, to next generations. I really hope that your family line will be revived. This covenant should be delivered to your children, so your offsprings will be really able to revived. So there will be the great book of the book of Isaiah. It's a long book. It's like a great prophecy book. Habakkuk, Joel, all these short books will be like all classified as in the age of prophets. How did they really discover the value of the gospel? Do you know how the Isaiah prophet died? So Isaiah was the one who was really telling all these people to repent and then go back to return to God. So how did he die? He was arrested, he was caught. All his joints were all like cut off. And that's how he died. Then but he staked that much because he really understand the value of the gospel. So he actually knew and discovered the value of the gospel. If we don't return to God, there's no way to really block all these disasters. So all of you have to get rid of all these idols and then return to God. Isaiah 1. All the livestock know their own masters. Even animals know their masters. But the people of God don't really know who your master is. Your sin can be as red as your blood, but the Christ will make it as white as snow. Those who really know the value of the gospel will really can actually say that on Jesus Christ is everything. No matter where, no matter whom they actually meet, they'll be really be able to talk about that this Jesus is everything. If you don't really solve this problem, then even if you if you're successful, you cannot really say you're truly successful. All these beloved members of this church really do understand and discover the value of the gospel. So there is the era of the judges, age of the judges. How much did they really value the gospel? The king Saul was just chasing after David to kill. He sent his armies, then David was the one avoiding it all the time. So God really gave all this situation that actually David could kill the king Saul. But David actually said that God is the one who anointed King Saul. Then how can I really touch those, how can I touch him? So David is the one who was just escaping all the time, avoiding. Then each one of them who really understand the value of the gospel, discover the value of the gospel is very important. If you really know the value of the gospel and then look at it, all these people around you, especially in Japan, all the people are really covered by the idol worship. They don't even care about the church. Spiritually, they have their own problems. Only God is the one. Then He is the one who actually called us here to give worship. And then through you, then God really wants us to have the Japan evangelization. So it is very miraculous. So those who, you shouldn't really give them the trials. Just coming here to give worship is a tremendous thing in Japan. Last week, I actually met this one, the pastor from this denomination, and then we spent like 4 hours to talk. And this pastor told me, Our church is like one of fourth biggest church in Japan. Pastor Shin, so far, all this process I've heard from you, I really feel that your church is alive, that God really wants to revive Japan and then have the theological seminary and all this want to revive all these non-pastoral churches. And he really explained the path that we need to take. And I was invited for all this meeting with the pastors. In Japan, the churches in Japan are all destroyed. But that's what we knew, right? The doors are closed, and this Japanese pastor, his age is 89 years old, but he is in charge of three different churches. And then he goes there, then he doesn't have the power, but he can't really do his best. So the pastors and all the members of the church, they're all in 70s to 90s. 10 people here, 5 people here. That's how they get together. So 10 years later, all the churches in Japan will be closed, many of them. So theological seminary, it's already closed because there are no students entering to the seminary school. So from March, with the alliance of this theological seminary in Korea, first we will really start doing this theological seminary. Then Pastor Awa asked him, I asked him to help us. Then he really liked, and it's really the historical mission. He was so happy that we were actually spending 4 hours. So he was really sharing all these things. So we are having sushi, then we have coffee, we went to Starbucks. And whatever he felt, he shared with me. And I will meet some other pastors. So these things that they told me about the churches in Japan. All these denominations are also having a hard time financially as well, because each church can't really manage. So they just try to do something, but there was no way for them to solve. And then all the pastors from Korea are actually entering to the Japanese churches. So there were no students for the theological seminary. Then it was very few. And then many of them actually passed away. So they couldn't really manage the church financially. That's how severe the situation is. So is it really just God just merely gave us the prayer topic to revive the non-pastoral churches? It's really, we really have to put our heart together and really revive the churches in Japan. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless all of you to really have this covenant. You should really find out, discover the value of the gospel. Then let's look at the New Testament. Then Acts 1:1-14, the people from the early church. That time. All the people, if you really look at the book of Acts, for the people in the early church, legally, there was the announcement, there was the order that if you believe in Christ and then there's no job given to you, then you'll be killed. So gathering there in the early church itself is already staking their lives. What did they do? Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria to the end of the earth. they really enter into the movement of the gospel, movement of the Christ. And then each one of them, whoever they met, they really plant the life. So 3,000, 5,000 people were added because it was so rapidly spread. So all these people who really discovered the value of the gospel, they really staked their lives and they had the movement of Christ, they have the movement of the word. There was the revival movement. So as a gospel church should be like that in Japan. Then as a gospel church now has started. That's what this pastor said. I told him about all this process. Then from now on is the real start. Throughout all this ministry, I really hope that you can revive this church. Your church can actually revive many churches. Then he actually asked us to really make the older believers to really think and believe that we really have to stake our lives. So the early church, the people, they just took their lives and staked their lives. Acts 13, 1 to 4. It was the first church that they to dispatch to send the missionary. They gave all the offerings and they really sent. Then they will send out all these missionaries. Who did it? Those who really knew the value of the gospel, those people who really know what the evangelism is and mission is, and they're fasting. Roman evangelism. So I'll be the guardians, I'll be the co-workers. I will stake my life, then just like the family, just like the relatives, I will really help them till the end to have the world evangelization. Those people are really recorded in the book of Romans 16. The ones who really understood and discovered the value of the gospel. You really have to know the value of the gospel. And for your entire life, you can actually stake your life. So you had the church history. All this church history, if you look at it, Sadhu Sundar Singh. This person was having a hard time and lots of problems, and then he was about to commit suicide. He was really lying on the railroad to commit suicide. But on that day, it was really windy. Then there was one paper, a sheet of paper coming to him on his face. Matthew 11:28 says that, come to me, I will give you the rest. How thirsty he was. He really grabbed hold onto this one Bible verse, and then he actually went to see the pastor and then asked him to explain what this means. Because Christ is the one who really took all your burdens of your life, and he's the one who really crucified on the cross and resurrected. And this person, Sundar Singh, really decided to become the missionary in the Tibet. There's lots of heavy snow. Because his passion was like really burning. So he actually went to Tibet. then he was actually killed in that area. Sandoshin, when he was about to commit suicide, just because of this one Bible verse, then it turned his life upside down. That's how important the value of the gospel is. You really have to know the value of the gospel. If you know, if you really discover the value of the gospel, then you can actually commit yourself. You can actually stake your life. I really hope that you really discover the value of the gospel. If you know the value of it, now you really have to have that mission. Because you know that you have that value in yourself, you have the mission, you have to fulfill the mission. It's not just about the spreading the gospel. So God's desire becomes my desire. 1 Timothy 2:14. All the people, so all the people will already know that value. I really hope that this person will hear it. So there, he was actually having this burning passion, consuming passion, to really know the fact that there are the people who really need to listen to this gospel. Matthew 28. You go to all the nations and then have them disciples. Till the end of the earth, I'll be with you. The one who has all the authority in heaven and earth. Because this God will be with you, and then you go to all the nations and make them into disciples. Then this mission needs to really be the burning in yourself. So those who understand the gospel know it by their head. So they can talk. But those who don't really know the value of the gospel, they will just use their mouth. If they know the value of it, then their life can really be matched with the direction of the gospel. And that's how they can actually live like that. Then those who really have the missions like that, and they are the ones who really have the commission workers, so that they can actually stake themselves to really preach the word of God. If there's the sick people, you really have to know that to really reveal this, and that I'll make sure that I'll be with you till the end of the earth. Then until the end of the earth, then you'll be my witnesses. John 15:13, it's feed my lamb. So it's all these things are all decided. That is your mission. Doesn't really matter what kind of job you have, because the occupation is not that important. No matter where, what you do, no matter what the position you have, you should really have this gospel, and can you really deliver it? So that's something that God really wants you to do. That is why you live in Japan. You go to this workplace. The reason of your business, reason of your life, is all about this mission. If you really have the gospel, you should really live your life for the sake of this mission. So right now in our church, we've been praying for Pakistan. So we've been praying for the Paraguay, Colombia, Ukraine, Sri Lanka, Kenya. So I'll go into those countries this year. So to these people, then they're actually really, you really need to pray for this. Tokyo International Theological Seminary is our seminary school name. From Daegu, I received a phone call. I heard that there is the theological seminary. We will pray for you. Then they said they will help us. That was the chairman of the association called me. Then in February, he will come to Japan. He will give us a message. So even though we are not doing anything, then God is really sending all these people who can help. Then this pastor also, again, people from Korea just call me. All the rumors and are all spread. All the teachers, what are you going to do with the professors? Then we will have the professors from this international school. Then they even said that, we've been praying for Japan. We didn't really plan to make all this rumor out of these things, but because God is really happy about this, then from here and there, many people are really offering their help to us. It's really the blessing. This year, not this year, until February, you have to know this. At the end of January, you really have to apply. You really have to apply for it. Then all this, if you're gonna come at night or all this curriculum will be given the time from here and there. So there are some kind of credits that you have to kind of fill out. If you really learn the theology, you really have to apply for it. So I'll go to Korea in February. Then I'll have this alliance with MOU. So please pray for this. So you and I, it's not only the pastors who will just do the evangelism missions. The walk of faith, it's important for you to learn all the theology so that with all this very rich knowledge about theology, those people who want to be a pastor or missionary, or those who want to learn theology, and that's how we're going to divide. Then that's how we can actually give. This is something that I never hidden in front of God. So the next generations should be rewriting all the church officers, all the burden of the missions, the burden of the theology, and the burden of the evangelism missions, that all the next generation have to receive it, and only so that then after we really when return to heaven, then still there will be the next generations. Every day I've been living. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you to really enjoy this covenant. To summarize, what is the gospel? You have to understand it. You have to discover the value of the gospel. Third, you have to live your life with the mission. Throughout this week, please be victorious. Thank you, God. Throughout today, thank you for giving us the grace, and thank you for giving us this precious message. Let us be able to match our directions with God. And through us, all the denominations, all the churches and all pastoral churches in Japan will be revived, and the world will be revived. Please give us the blessing to revive all those things. Thank you. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.